And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My first guest is a senior writer at the Sunlight Foundation, a nonprofit covering influence in politics. He explained why President Obama's appointment of William Daley as White House Chief of Staff is a bad decision for the American people. My second guest is the senior manager for communications of the Consumer Electronics Show, happening right now in Las Vegas. We discussed what's hot and what's not in the 2011 Consumer Electronics Show. My third guest is the best-selling author of Seabiscuit, an American legend, the story about the racehorse Seabiscuit. She has a new book out called Unbroken, a World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption. We talked about its main character, Louis Zamperilli. And now my next guest is a career educator with over 50 years of experience in the field. She's written a book for adolescents and adults to help them be the boss of their own brain. We're going to talk about her work. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Sherry Meinberg is a career educator whose experience ranges from teaching elementary school all the way to the university professor. Currently, she's a supervisor of student teachers. Sherry's education includes minoring in psychology as an undergraduate and earning the equivalent of two master's degrees and a doctorate. She's written three books. Her latest book is titled Be the Boss of Your Brain, Take Control of Your Life. Welcome to the show, Sherry. How are you today?
I'm fine, and I've written seven books.
Seven books. Oh, I have to get on that researcher a little bit. Seven books. Well, congratulations. And this is the most recent of the seven.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
This is Be the Boss of Your Brain, which has to do with your brain. Billy the Brain, I'm speaking of.
Yes. All right.
I'm sure that's why we're talking about this one.
Well, in part, that's what the tie-in is. Of course, you're on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. What I found interesting about your book is that it's written for teenagers, but really it could apply to adults as well. So I guess the first place I want to start is, why did you write a book for teenagers addressing this subject?
I had seen too many teenagers making rash decisions, you know, without considering future consequences. And I've also seen teens who actually recognized that they were going down the wrong path but didn't know how or what to do to make the change. They were in such a rut. So I thought I would write a self-help book for teens. And the interesting thing is I've had as much feedback from adults as I have from teenagers. So it's actually speaking to both age groups.
Well, and that's what I found interesting about the book as well, and it is good. Now, you say you've identified in your career, you've identified teens that have been headed down the wrong path. How would a teen know to go out and to buy this self-help book for teens? Who's going to be the primary audience for this, for buying the book? Not necessarily reading it, but buying the book.
I'm sure it would be parents that would buy it or someone close to them that pays attention to books. It's not advertised, you know, so it would be word of mouth.
Okay. All right. So a parent goes out and buys the books. What I think about it is that I like about the book, Be the Boss of Your Brain, is that it's a combination of words, and you've got cartoons as well as, I guess, what you'd call balloons or little quotations there. And so it's a combination. It sort of breaks it up. What's going to cause the teen to sit down and want to read your book, do you think, Sherry?
Well, I think they'll just flip through it first of all and see the little word cards, word clouds that you were talking about. But I really incorporated large print, simple sentences, short chapters, wide margins, so it doesn't look like it's a textbook, you know, and lots of repetition. The whole thing is for easy, fast reading, and they might get hooked on one of the graphics or one of the titles and just start reading, you know, diving in. So I didn't want it to look like a homework assignment.
Well, that's always a good thing because you know how children are with homework assignments. So that makes a whole lot of sense. Now, Be the Boss of Your Own Brain, Take Control of Your Life, Sherry, is a book that's designed for teenagers, no question about it. Do you have plans to write a book, an adult self-help book, based on the positive response that you've received from this book?
Actually, no, because there are so many of them out there. In fact, I've started several different books on different subjects, and then once I check the shelves in the bookstores, I think, nah, I'll try something else. So
it gets a little daunting to dip into those waters, huh?
Right.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Now, for those people who are not familiar with your book, you cover a lot of ground in the book. You cover a wide variety of subjects. So just sort of break it down for us. Give us an idea of some of the subjects that you cover in your book, starting out with the first one, changing your mind. Why did you start with that one?
Well, some people, even though they know that what the group is doing is not the best avenue for them, they go along with the group. I do a whole chapter on changing your mind and choosing a better attitude. And I think they don't pay too much attention as to what they're doing now is going to impact them in later life. I was walking down the mall one day, and here was a young 16-year-old girl that worked in Hallmark's, and she threw a stuffed animal out to her boyfriend who was running down the mall. And they thought this was the greatest thing in the world. They got away with
shoplifting.
Stealing this. And they were bucking the system. They were happy about that. And they were happy they got away with something, never realizing this is shoplifting. They could both be hauled downtown. You know, she would lose her job. It would both, as the song says, go on your permanent record. You know, and it could have impacted them further on down the line. As with a lot of parties, the issues of health, safety, relationships are all involved with your cigarettes, alcohol, and drugs. You know, that can have an impact further than just themselves. But the legal issues also, as I was saying, in stealing and drive-bys, that kind of thing.
Well, drive-bys are definitely in a different category than shoplifting, but let's just stick with the shoplifting example because that's very, very telling. Teenagers in general are going through a rebellious phase. It's their time in their life where they're going to buck the system. They're going to buck and push the boundaries to see what they like and what they don't like. So in your book, Be the Boss of Your Own Brain, Sherry, you know, you have to accommodate a little bit for this rebellious nature that teenagers have. How do you address that in the book?
Well, one of the things on page 11, I have a figure of a boy, and there's five word clouds around him. And one says, this sounds like fun, but will it hurt me in the long run? And the next one says, should I study or should I party? The third one is this good for me or harmful? Next, does this serve my life or endanger it? And do I listen to my friends or myself? So there's five different things that this person is considering, and my hope is that it will make readers think also about whatever it is they're going to do.
Sure. Do you think, Sherry Meinberg, that children or teenagers really go through that organized and thoughtful process when they're evaluating decisions? Or, you know, as they say, are their hormones in a rush and they really don't know and can't make good decisions based on the changes that they're going through in their physical life?
Well, I think that's true for most everybody, and that's why I wrote this book, is to stop and think before before you do the drive-by. The reason I mentioned that is we had at one of the high schools here a couple of boys that had scholarships for football scholarships for colleges, and they were seniors in high school. They did a drive-by, and now they're in prison and will be for years to come. So their whole life was changed in that split second, you know, just going for a joyriding and shooting at whatever was around, you know. So I've lost my thought.
That's all right. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Meinberg, everybody, author of the book, Be the Boss of Your Brain, Take Control of Your Life. And Sherry, one of the things that I liked about your book that you laid it out, you cover so many topics, but three really jumped out at me. You've got a chapter on choosing a better attitude, a chapter on affirmations, and a chapter on visualization. This is a lot of information that teenagers really need, but it's not being taught in any of the schools. So kind of take us through it. What do you tell in your book, what do you tell the teenagers about choosing their attitude, doing affirmations, and visualizing the future that they want to have?
Well, one thing is how you react to a situation makes all the difference. How you feel about the event determines what you experience. And you can be looking at the same thing as somebody else, and you have an entirely different attitude about it. For instance, I had a student teacher in my class. We were both taking college classes at the same time. She would come in every week and tell me about this horrible class she had, and I was regaling her with the wonderful things that I had seen in my class. And about 6 weeks later, we discovered that we were in the same class.
No way.
So she obviously did not want to go to class, and it was a psychology class, and it was not of interest to her in the least. And it was a large class, and she was sitting in the front, and I was always in the back, so we never saw each other. But that was a real revelation to me, that I loved that class so much, and how could anybody hate it so much, you know? So
it's all a question of whether the glass is half full or half empty, isn't it?
Right, right.
All right, but talk to me about affirmations and visualizations, because that, too, is really open territory for teenagers. They don't think about that. Nowhere is it being taught in school. Unless they happen to learn it from a caring parent, they're probably not going to hear about it. So what do you teach teenagers about affirmations and visualization?
Well, affirmations are a powerful way to convince your brain of something. It's simply a way to state to yourself that something is so. So instead of saying, I'm always late, or I look horrible, or, you know, any of the negative things that people go say about themselves each day, you would write something in the positive. My best keeps getting better all the time, or I go from success to success, or I'm appreciated and loved wherever I am. Whatever change you want to make, you could write that on a card, or, you know, those little sticky notes, that kind of thing, and just say this over and over and over to yourself, and kind of convince your brain that this is so. And it's funny, because your brain really believes everything you tell it, you know. If you say, I am an excellent speaker, and you're shaking and shaking and shaking, eventually you will move into the slot where you are an excellent speaker, or that you can pass tests, you know, that kind of thing. So you would say them over and over, at least, you know, during 3 times a day, or write them out. You know, put them any place in your house where you're liable to be, next to the phone, or you know, on your rearview mirror, you know, anything like that, just to keep saying. It's like nursery rhymes, patterning yourself, saying them again and again and again, like your favorite songs, and eventually, you know, it just becomes second nature to you.
Uh-huh. All right, we're talking to Dr. Sherry Meinberg, everybody. Be the Boss of Your Own Brain, Take Control of Your Life is her book. Now, on the business side of things, Sherry, in the minute or two that we've got left, your book is, how would people find your book if they wanted to buy your book? It's not available on Amazon, so how would they find a copy of it?
All my others are on Amazon, but this company actually went out of business that published this, so they would have to contact me. And my email address is Sherry, Sherry, Meinberg, Meinberg, at Verizon.net.
Sherry Meinberg at Verizon.net. And if they write to you, then you will take their order and send them a book through the mail.
Right. The book's $13, and they just send me a check. I send them the book.
All right, that's wonderful. We've been talking to Sherry Meinberg, everybody, author of Be the Boss of Your Own Brain, Take Control of Your Life. Sherry, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure.